We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One call is welcome at 869-30. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. So want to make sure, if you haven't already, make sure you go to Facebook and like and follow the John Whitmer Show on Facebook. We share whatever we have a story on. We like to post it on there. We've got polls and things like that, so you can go on there, like them, share them, put your opinions on there. We love to hear from you. This next story comes straight from the That Didn't Take Long section of the Wichita Eagle, as a matter of fact, as Wichita Mayor-elect Brandon Whipple announced this week that he plans to kick off his term as mayor. Dusty, I'm going to have a really hard time with this. I'm going to have to stomach 4 years of Mayor Brandon. I just gonna need like some Pepto or something. We're gonna have to have a supply. He's kicking off his term as mayor. Thank you, Bob Weeks, with a formal gala at the Crown Uptown Dinner Theater celebrating his inauguration. It will include a VIP buffet dinner, guest speakers, dancing and entertainment, at a cost of $100 per person, the same as a ticket to Governor Laura Kelly's inaugural ball. Well, you know, birds of a feather, why not? I mean, why not follow in her footsteps? Besides individual tickets, the gala will also include corporate sponsors, something I think Whipple was rather critical of during his campaign, but, who cares if you're just a two-faced liar? Why not just, you know, forget that. That was what you say during the campaigns. That's what Democrats do. Campaign one way, govern the other way. I mean, Laura Kelly, again, following in Laura Kelly's footsteps. Now, here's the good part. If you buy a ticket to Whipple's gala, your money will go to a newly created political action committee, the type of organization that typically raises money privately to influence legislation and elections. Now, if you were paying any attention during the campaign, Whipple spent way too much time railing against PACs and evil PACs and dark money and those mean PACs privately influencing legislations and elections, while at the same time, of course, taking money from PACs and allowing them to influence the election. But again, this is one of those do what I say, not what I do moments. According to the Wichita Eagle, the PAC is called Wichita's Future PAC. What a very, just non, you know, just ignore that. It's very positive sounding. Wichita's Future PAC. Whipple's wife, Chelsea, is its chair and treasurer. Well, I'm sure there will be no conflict of interest, nor any collusion there. I'm sure that they will keep miles apart, and they will not share or disclose any information, and she will not be colluding or working with him or cooperating or having any conversations with him whatsoever, so that the two entities will be certainly miles apart, never talking at all about anything that the PAC might be doing to assist him in any way whatsoever, because husbands and wives never discuss those kinds of things at all. According to state filings, the primary purpose of Wichita's Future PAC is to, quote, promote public policy that creates opportunities for Kansans. Wow, how noble sounding. Which Whipple told the Eagle, the pack won't focus on elections. Excuse me, I had a little cough there, something in my throat. I'm sorry, Dusty, you smell that? It smells like bullpucky to me. Sure it won't. And Brandon didn't know the female legislative staff interns he used as designated drivers while he was on benders in Topeka were underage. Yeah, yeah. If you believe that, if you believe that the PAC won't focus on elections, you also probably believe that the female interns driving him around while he was on benders weren't, that he didn't know they were underage. Okay? But, according to the Eagle, he said it could fund social media polls, surveys, town hall meetings, and coffee with the mayor. Okay, that sounds a heck of a lot like election activity to me. This guy, wow, he's not even sworn in yet. And he's already full of bullpucky. Whipple said the situation is different from those he campaigned against because the funds won't be used for his benefit. They'll just go to the PAC his wife controls. Okay, so am I wrong here? You tell me. What do you think? We'll take a quick break, then I want to hear from you. If I'm wrong, if I'm out in left field, call and tell me. 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Wow, Dusty, this must be a hot topic because we have six lines, five of them are lit up. either I'm wrong or I'm right. We'll find out here in just a second. So we were talking, I was ranting about Brandon Whipple. And maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm just being too harsh. Maybe it's all right that as his first, he's not even in office yet, and he's already got a PAC fundraiser going on. And why does the mayor of Wichita need a PAC for anonymous contributions so that he can just be the mayor of Wichita? I don't know. We'll ask. Let's see if I'm completely in left field or not. Nick, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Thanks for calling in. Thank you for joining us, Nick.
Yeah, no problem.
So tell me, am I in left field or am I right or where am I here?
Okay, well, what I don't understand now, didn't Joe Biden get his son a job in Burisma? I mean, isn't that the same
pretty much
ideology here?
Pretty much. It's pretty similar, yes.
So couldn't in that case get this mayor like removed from office?
I mean, this is a little different. Here's the hypocrisy in this. Literally, during the campaign, Brandon railed against, because I think Jeff Longwell had PACs. I mean, a lot of the state officials have PACs. It's not uncommon for higher office holders. Certainly state reps, state senators don't have that kind of money. But a lot of state office holders and national office holders will have PACs. I don't necessarily have a problem with that because that's the game and you have to play the game. My issue is, he campaigned against them. He railed against it. And then literally before he's even sworn in, he's forming a PAC and doing the very same thing that he said he blamed Jeff Longwell and others for doing. And even the Wichita Eagle, who was totally in the tank for him during the campaign, and I'm surprised they did it, but they questioned him on it. And he basically said, "Oh well, it's not the same thing because it's not going to benefit me. His wife is the chairperson of the PAC, so you know, no, it's not. I mean, it's not exactly the same thing, but it's questionable for sure. But it's a double standard, Nick. That's the key. Democrats, they don't get held to the same standard. Trust me, if this was a Republican, absolutely, the Wichita Eagle would be wailing. There'd be much wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Okay. All right. That's the only question I really had.
Yeah, there'd be a lot more scrutiny and wailing of gnashing of teeth, and somebody would be saying, well, is it appropriate for his wife to be the chair? But then again, that's what I'm here for. So, but Nick, thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening, my friend.
Yeah, no problem.
Andy, thank you for joining us. You're on the John Whitmer Show. Appreciate you calling in, my friend.
John Whitmer, man.
Oh, my gosh.
I tell you what, buddy.
It's Andy Hoosier. It's the voice of reason.
It's the man. Let me tell you, a super PAC or a PAC that you create after a campaign is your own personal GoFundMe campaign.
Thank
for
you.
The next election.
Thank
Let's
you.
Just put it out there. That's exactly what it is.
Yes, I mean, this is so asinine. Yeah, you were here. You were still here for some of that campaign. I can't. This is, he railed against this type of stuff, against PACs, and then he forms the thing. And she puts his wife in charge of it and then has the audacity to say, the situation is different from those I campaigned against because the funds won't be used for my benefit. I mean,
it's your own personal GoFundMe campaign. Let's just admit what it is.
Thank you. This is such a joke. And I mean, at least to their credit, at least the Wichita Eagle asked him about it. I will give them credit where credit is due. I just think it's amazing that Brandon has the audacity to do it this early. Why wouldn't you wait a little bit and just let the money go to, you know, the Botanica or the Wichita Children's Home or something like that? Do a fundraiser for one of the nonprofits in town or something like that. How ambitious are you that you need PAC money this early? You haven't even been sworn in yet.
Well, come on, John. He doesn't expect anybody to hold him accountable. The media, like you said, is not going to cover it. So he doesn't care. He's probably surprised that it actually made the media at all in the first place. And he's like, huh, guess I should have, like, you know, waited another week or two, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they did give him the Wichita Eagle gave him a complete pass on the whole, you know, legislative interns using them as designated driver's story. They never covered that at all. So you're right. Why would he think that they would even cover this story? You know, I think it's ironic that you called tonight. You've got, completely unrelated, but you've got an announcement of your own. I got a little Facebook thingy. I saw an email that you've got. You've got something coming up yourself. I think it's this week, isn't it? Tomorrow, isn't it? Something like that?
Starting tomorrow, man. Yeah, no. I tell you what, first off, before I get to that, which I'll get to that in a second, you guys in Kansas, first off, I miss Kansas. I miss Wichita. But you guys are freaking crazy, man. What the heck's going on with the state legislature? All I hear right now is that you have talks of Medicaid expansion again,
oh,
which
yeah.
was expected.
Oh, yeah.
You have the talks of $15 an hour minimum wage.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, there's some good news coming out about trying to ban any type of red flag laws for gun confiscation and, you know, and firearms in the state. But what the heck are you guys doing in Kansas there? You guys are nuts.
Dude, trust me. It's well, I talked about it during my monologue when we started off the show. But, yeah, Jim Denning, the majority leader, how this guy is still majority leader, how he is still a Republican befuddles me, but he is now working. He's 100%. He's just totally crossed over to the dark side. He is working in cahoots with Laura Kelly to put together a plan, and I'm sure he's going to do an end run. He's going to stab Susan Weigel in the back, betray her, betray his party, betray the loyalty of his caucus, and ram a Medicaid expansion plan through the Senate, and once he does that, it's already passed the House. The Republicans don't have enough votes there because the rhinos, the mods, and the D's have already proven they can roll the House leadership. And once again, for those of you who are interested, you can contact Senator Jim Denning via his office phone number at 785-296-2497 or his home phone number at 913-345-9416. And those numbers are both available through the Kansas Legislative website. I'm just happy to share those with the public in case they'd like to reach out to Jim Denning and let him know how they feel.
I want to ask, and when people call at his home, I want to ask if there are Cheetos stuck in his beard at some point.
I mean, I know it's bad, but We have to push back. He's obviously not hearing feedback from his constituents because, you know, as Dave Traubert mentioned earlier in the show, clearly he thinks this is all about getting reelected rather than his principles or rather than the party platform, or he'd be honoring both.
Sure. Well, yeah. And I mean, kudos to you guys for fighting it. It's going to be a hard fight in Kansas this year. Hopefully you have enough numbers to try and block it. Hopefully enough of the leadership in both chambers are strong enough to try and fight this stuff and actually do it the right way to kill it. We've been successful the last couple of years, but, you know, this year is going to be a tough one. So kudos to you guys on that one. Now, for the good news, and I am excited to share this, and I appreciate
you
jump on and chat about it. So there are, first off, two bits of good news. Number one, that Mrs. Voice of Reason and I have officially started and announced the Hoosier Media Network. It's a corporation. It's legit. We've registered it. It's all ready to go. So we are starting the own business, and we are running with this stuff big time, bigger than what I ever expected. So I'm really excited about that.
Very cool. Congrats, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate that. The Voice of Reason is coming back, and it's not to its fullest potential as of yet. There are many things in the works, and I don't know how much I should say, maybe in the next 3-4 months. You're looking at potentially having it back on terrestrial radio stations in many areas of the country. So we are looking at that right now. But starting tomorrow, we are getting back on a one-hour program every single night at 7 p.m. that's going to be all over social media, all over YouTube, and on the website at HoosierReason.com, which is going to be really cool. There's going to be like the live feed, a live chat room, all that good stuff. So you can go to HoosierReason.com and you can find all that. But it's going to be at 6 p.m. your time, 7 p.m. Eastern that I'm on. Every single night, you're joining me for the show on Wednesday, I believe, so we can talk about some Kansas politics then. But it's going to be a fun show, and we're going to be doing a one-hour program each and every night because we are itching to get back behind the microphone and get stuff rolling again. And now's the time to do it. 2020 is going to be a big year, my friend.
It is. It is. Well, best of luck, buddy. You said I would be happy to come on Wednesday. I forgot to ask my wife. So, honey, Wednesday night, I got to be on the radio with Andy for a while. Sorry. So hopefully I'm not on the couch when I get home. But she likes you and your missus. So that may get me out of trouble when I get home. Brother,
when you get home, then you can just sit on the couch and just sit on your cell phone and just, you know, make some phone calls. So there you go. It's all right. Do what you got to do, my friend.
You are the best, brother. Thank you. Keep up the fight. And we look forward to seeing bigger and better from you here coming up this year, brother.
It's coming up. We are really excited. It's going to blow up beyond our wildest imaginations. And I appreciate it, John. You're along for the ride, dude. We're going to make this stuff happen.
Thank you, buddy. Awesome. We will take a quick break. Then Drake Robinson is going to give us an update about the Sedgwick County Young Republicans. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.